joined on the line by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Sleenua Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And welcome to the programme this evening. It's an email from BC. I am a university student finishing my degree. The current situation is not allowing me to have a part-time job or any work experience, either related or unrelated to my course. I haven't built a network of contacts yet and am unsure where to start. How can I build some knowledge of the real world in this remote setting? And as I say, an email from BC.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Aidan, that's a scenario we're going to see more and more of in the years ahead, I'd say, because we probably take for granted at times how many students leave their own country and go and get foreign language and foreign working experience in other countries. You know, traditionally, it was a great thing, we'll say, in the catering industry, where people studying in Killybegs or in GMIT or Galway RTC, as it was known then, would travel overseas and do training in places like France and Switzerland in particular. But in more recent times, there's a huge growth in the number of people who do placements overseas. And I'm just taking that in one particular way, that not, this isn't what BC is talking about only, but you know, the number of people who travel overseas particularly and also get other work within Ireland as well. In fact, I have a client on my case at the moment, so to speak, who would have no problem getting a placement this time last year because her impending qualifications are very good and companies do like to bring people in and get to see what they're like. But it's just not simple for companies anymore because you bring somebody in, there's a whole lot of COVID-19 regulations. Your workspace has been decimated, if not completely sent to the four corners of the country. So all those starter places that young people could get going on, be it here in Ireland or overseas, are shutting down in front of our eyes. And it's kind of one of the lesser heralded parts of what's happening right now, but I would see it quite a bit, and it's a real setback for them because, you know, they get crucial experience either while still in college or just after finishing their degree, and that's just not as easy right now.
And so what's the answer then, Liam?
Well, this BC is talking about doing a remote internship, okay? Now, internship is a very American term, as we know, and it carries all sorts of connotations. In Ireland, we tend to use the word placement a bit more, but the question they're asking is, can I do something in this remote? Can I do something remotely? And the answer I would say to BC is, you have to do something remotely, almost certainly, because if you're not going to get the physical experience, the next best thing is getting remote experience. Now, what might that mean? For example, we have two people working in our company right now, two graduates from Spain and Portugal, both of them are living in Dublin and working remotely for us. And they're here on one of the European programs, two different European programs, an Erasmus entrepreneurship program and an Erasmus student program. And they're both funded by the EU to go and get that experience. Now, they could have done it remotely from Portugal or Spain, but they chose to come to Ireland to get some sense of being in Ireland. And you know, but they're actually working remotely for us. So that means they work for us a number of hours per day. We meet by Zoom. We discuss things by email, WhatsApp groups, that kind of thing. But they get involved in projects, be it, you know, rebranding, marketing, public relations, website design and redevelopment, that kind of thing. And I would say BC needs to start looking out for that kind of placement. And one of the beauties of what's happening right now is that before you were limited by geography, whereas now you can look at American companies for placements that might not have been possible before COVID-19, it might not have been feasible for you if you had to travel there. You can look at companies right around the world, and I would say that's what they should do, is try and find companies online. There are a variety of companies committed to doing remote placements and remote internships. I would say you need to get online and start finding someplace soon. Oh, great if you can find something locally, but companies don't want you in their building right now. They don't even want their full-time staff in their building right now, let alone someone like you coming in who's going to need a lot more hand-holding.
So essentially then BC has to adapt to, for the moment anyway, the new reality, and that is that actually going to a place of business, meeting people, making new contacts isn't going to happen anytime soon.
No, and they've got to be clever in how they go about it. They've got to catch the attention of a company perhaps in a different part of the world. They've got to be prepared to work through Zoom and all those other technologies which have taken over the world. They've got to have excellent communication skills. I would say that's one of the key determinants right now. A lot of the stuff I'm reading by people whose opinions I regard highly in this world are saying that, for example, written communications is going to become more and more of an important skill in the future, because what's happening is people are living in these hurried times with jumping in and out of Zoom meetings and all that kind of thing, but the requirement to communicate unambiguously and accurately, it was never more important, because it's not like it was in the office where you could duck down the corridor and talk to somebody you had a meet with this morning and just double-checking something there. Because everything is so fragmented now, you get one shot at it, so to speak. And, you know, this BC needs to deploy that when trying to get a position right now. They get one chance to make an impression on an organisation they'd like to work with. But the upside is, if they do get some experience with an international company that they might not have been able to access a year ago, it can look very good on their CV. Employers do like to think that you used your time, that you did something, Erasmus programmes, placements overseas while doing your course, all that kind of thing has a great power on your CV. And BC is right. They should try and build up some knowledge in this remote setting, but it's just not as simple to do that. Like it would be, you know, all the colleges, for example, were set up with great contacts with employers around the country. There was a bit of a beaten path there, but that's now dramatically diminished. I'd say one thing they could do is talk to people who have done this before. Remote internships are not new, although they're growing dramatically right now. Go online and find people who have done it before, who worked for a company in location A while they were based in location B, and see what they found as well. But communicating effectively from the word go is crucial.
And just one final point, and perhaps on another occasion we might develop this, but do you think that these changes that we're witnessing now are merely a response to COVID-19, which will disappear once COVID-19 disappears, and hopefully sooner rather than later? Or is the nature of work changing anyway? Or has COVID just fastened it?
Well, I think COVID has accelerated it to beyond the natural point. Do you know what I mean? I think it's going to come back from where it is right now, because lots of factors will drive it back the way a little bit as well. But we aren't going back to where we were at before, in my view, because it was heading this way anyway. And this has pushed it 10 years probably faster than it was going to. But I think, yes, remote working. I think I might have mentioned this program here before. The guy called Chris Herd, H-E-R-D.
Yes.
He does some excellent stuff on this on Twitter. Fascinating stuff, actually. And he talks to companies all the time. And he's of the view it's not going back. It's not going back to where it was in any shape or form.
Very good. We must leave it there. Liam Horan, as always, many thanks, and we'll talk to you again in or about 5:30, 5:25 to 6 this day. Actually, we won't. It'll probably be Tuesday of next week if you're available. This day week, of course, is the bank holiday. But Liam, for the moment, many thanks.
Okay. Thank you.